sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Eh? Oh, today a lot of fruits, a lot of good offering. Yeah. Even the flower. Eh? Pamasuri, husband, brother, you purposely sent over. Okay. Let us compose our mind. Oh, the chanting book. They haven't distributed. Oh, yeah. We wait for Joyce. Come, Joyce. Yeah, come. Oh, your flower. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We rejoice. There, up there. Okay. Oh, Beyonce, yeah. Song I can put underneath. No. Somewhere there. Okay. Yeah. Turn around. The black one face the whiteboard. Yes. Down there one also, turn it around. Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Let us be seated, then we will start our puja. Develop the faith, sadha, virya. Oh, there's another offering. Come. Engvi, come. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 可以, 放在下面也可以的. No problem. Okay, good. So, finally, we can commence our puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, the sadha, virya. Then mindfully, we shall commence the Pali chanting. Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Turn to page 1 of the chanting book. Then we will commence the Vandana. Salutation to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara ramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatthana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now you chant the Padipa Puja, page 3. Ganna sarpa dittena dittena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonodang. Ganda sambara yutena dopena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja baca namutamang. Vanna ganda gonopetang etang kesuma santati pujayami moninjasa. Siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena matena ca hotu mokang. Pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati vinasa bawang. Adivase tunobante paniyang arika pitang. Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Adivase tunobante pale parika pitang. Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Adivasetu no bante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will make the puja aspirations based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help rise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses of the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May these offerings of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate wisdom, free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings who can receive them. Merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the conditions and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect, Tripa Champ. Bhutang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay, we can be seated. We are off the light, then you can have your meditation. You can make your offering. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, thank you. For those who are new, especially Ivan, sadhu is a Pali word, which means rejoicing. When we rejoice, means we feel good and happy with what we saw or heard. We rejoice with people's generosity to make offerings to the Triple Gem. Then we rejoice with their sincerity, their kindness, their goodness, their very wise demeanor and all those things. So this is a meritorious action. When we rejoice, our hearts open up. It is a very good virtue to counter envy and jealousy. When we can rejoice with the success and goodness of what people has done, our mind really open up. And we will not have jealousy, envy, and all those negative tendencies. The heart that can open up will have a lot of joy. That's why we call it mudita in Pali, or rejoicing. Rejoicing with the goodness and wholesomeness of what people do. Whatever kind act that you come to witness, you should learn how to rejoice. then sometimes you can invoke power of merits to help those people. Sometimes when my nature travel, I do a lot of this. When I saw goodness, sometimes these people may be in the field, but I can sense, my nature can sense that they have a lot of goodness, kindness, and they have a lot of love and compassion while doing all those things. Then it will just send some pure wish. We are rejoicing with their wholesomeness. Then help them to make aspiration via their merits. By the power of whatever wholesomeness that they have developed, may arise the causes and conditions for them to realize their good and noble wishes. So this will help them a long way. So sometimes you may not know, just because of your kind act, the kind livelihood that you have undertaken, you will receive a lot of pure wish and blessings from cultivator without you even noticing or realizing. So this is one of the very, very rare parami that you can develop. That's why you must have goodness all around throughout the year, wherever you are, not only when you are in the midst of your loved ones or people whom you know. You can just have goodness with whatever occasion you are in, with whatever people you are with, that reflects your virtue, which is very, very beautiful and very unique. Okay, now we will start our meditation. For those who already know how to meditate, you straight away proceed. Just relax body and mind and silence everything. Then let the silent mind meditate and develop the understanding. But for those whose spiritual faculty are still not there, Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, or wisdom, they are not there or not stable, then your mind cannot be in the meditative state straight away. Then when you try to meditate or silent, you will come to realize you have a lot of thought, a lot of thinking. And this is the result of mental hindrance that arise because you lack the five spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So the opposite five, which are sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, or dullness of mind, lethargic mind, sleepiness. And the fourth one is restlessness of mind. When you have a lot of problem, fear, worry, anxiety, or attachment, this mind will become restless. It will think a lot. Then it may have worry, anxiety, and all those things. All this will arise because of the mental hindrance. And the last one is doubt. When you don't have faith in yourself, you doubt. And doubt is a very serious mental hindrance. It will prevent you from understanding the teaching. It is the direct opposite of faith. So this is a very important understanding that the Buddha has put forth in his teaching. You are not peaceful is because of the mental hindrance. So the only way to deal with it is either you cultivate the spiritual faculty, stabilize it, then all this mental hindrance will cease. But if you are still not in the process or ability to deal with all this, and yet you want to train your mind and meditate, we can still teach you some skillful means. These are called skillful means to train the mind so that you can temporarily keep the mental hindrance at bay. And most people teach you methods and techniques to meditate. This one is, if you have the understanding and you use it with understanding, then it's okay. If you don't have the understanding, you may debate. With all this method and technique, if you do without understanding, they will end up in concentration or energy field or samatha meditation. Even the one that do a lot of labeling and termic vipassana is also thought-based. It will still develop into another type of meditation which is the dulling of the mind through noting, verbalization, concept, and idea. So to train this mind is very easy. You can either use bowing, chanting, or what I would recommend is the mind sweeping method. You just relax body and mind, silent everything, make sure your backbone is straight. Then you feel, don't think, just feel. Feel your forehead. Wherever there is any tension, any tightness, or any stress within, you just feel it. Then soothingly relax into it. Then feel your forehead. Completely relax, peaceful and silent. Then you move your attention down to your eye muscle. Do the same. Relax into it. Then feel it soothingly relax, relax and relax. Then you sweep it down to your facial muscle. Do the same. Just feel, don't think. When you feel, the mind will be more calm and more peaceful. Where when you feel, you cannot think. So if you do this for maybe 5, 10 or 15 minutes, the mind sweeping method, it will help you to decondition your heedless thinking. It will make you more quiet, more peaceful and more calm because you just feel and relax. And at the same time, it trains your mind to be at the location you want it to be. You want it to be at the forehead, it will stay there. You want it to be at your facial muscle, it will stay there. So now coming back to your facial muscle, feel and relax each and every strand of your facial muscle. Feel them soothingly, relax, relax and relax. Wherever there is any tension, any tightness or any stress within, you just relax it. Feel it soothingly, relax. Then I will teach you another skillful means to help you relax further. Visualize yourself radiating a radiant smile, facing a mirror. Then you visualize yourself radiating this radiant smile. When you can smile, there is joy. And when there is joy, your heart naturally open up. Then your facial muscle will relax by itself. Well, when you have happiness, have joy, you will feel that you don't have stress. That's why all the facial muscles will just relax. Then you radiate love and metta. You follow what I recite. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. Well and happy. Feel the entire well-being and happiness within your entire body and mind. Each and every cells within your entire body and mind, your being. Feel it soothingly, relax, having this well-being and happiness within. You can repeat, may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. As you recite this word, well and happy, you must feel your entire body and mind having this well-being and happiness within. Then you can continue to read it. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, free from all mental and physical suffering, free from all harm and danger. May it too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it too keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love. May there be peace and may there be joy deep within our hearts. Then we extend this loving kindness of metta to all beings. May all my loved ones, known and unknown, seen and unseen, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. You can visualize them radiating a radiant smile. Then with the love and the metta, you radiate the well-being and happiness to them. Feel in your heart, then radiate it out. Then you can continue to recite, may my loved ones too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they too have love, have joy, and have happiness deep within their hearts. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then we extend this same metta to all beings within this vicinity of Sri Anemifong's house, and all Kayanamitas, Dhamma friends, fellow meditators, including all beings within the whole of Subangjaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, our planet, then the whole solar system, then all beings within our galaxy, extending to all beings within the entire existence, the whole universe. May they all too be well and happy, well and happy. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May their form and mind too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within the hearts of all living beings. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you come back to your facial muscle. Then you silence everything and just feel and relax into every part of it. Then you move your attention to your neck, feel, relax, shoulder, feel, relax, hand, feel, relax, back to shoulder. Then you move your attention down to your heart area or your chest area. This is a very important location within your body. This is where the heartbeat arises and passes away. This is the seat of consciousness. This is where the life force from your karmic nature, they arise and pass away. And it is this life force, the karmic force, that pumps your heart and sends the blood to nourish all of your organs, that give rise to life, your breath or your breathing and all those things. So the whole form and mind is eliminated through this life force. Of course, you need the other condition to support its arising too, like the oxygen that you breathe in through the air, then the food that you eat to sustain your physical body and your health and all these things. Then you breathe in prana. Prana is a type of chi that you tap from nature. Apart from oxygen, you take in prana. Prana is a type of life force energy too. And it's also within nature, that chi, which is very conducive for life and energy. So all this, they happen or occur around the heart and chest area. That's why you should silence your mind and just feel this place. Relax into it. Like you feel your forehead, you feel your heart, relax into every part. But for those who are more sensitive, who has developed their mindfulness, the stability of mindfulness can allow you to feel many things. You can detect any vibration within your heart area or even your heartbeat. You just silence everything and stay there. Don't do anything. Relax and silent. Feel. Just aware. Allow your awareness to be with the breathing. Or allow your awareness to be with your heartbeat or any vibration that you can detect. Silence everything. Just be with it. Then for those who are new, who are not so sensitive, you just relax every part of it. Then move your attention down to feel your stomach. Again, silent. When you're silent, you can feel. Then relax every part. Relax. Then you move your attention down to your abdomen. Again, silent and feel. Those who do rising and falling, you can just silence everything and feel and let the rising and falling come to you. Don't go and look for it. When you are completely silent with the true sati or awareness, the moment the sati detects the rising and falling, the whole experience is very different from what you used to do, where you go and look for the rising and falling. You should try it and give it a try to develop the understanding of it. It will help you. Then that type of sati that arises is very different. There is complete harmony and synchrony between the abdomen's rise and fall and your awareness. They are one together without thought. It's just the awareness. You can do that. You will become very calm, very peaceful. Then you will experience piti and sukha very fast. Then that sukha can be very intense. You can give it a try. Then later on it will slow down until like no more movement. Then you can experience the tranquility of mind or stillness of mind, pasati. So it's the same as anapanasati. When the breathing becomes very subtle, very quiet, very still, that is the silent mind, the meditative mind. The mind that can develop vipassana or understanding or insight in the phenomena or wisdom. That is the meditative mind. So pasati is very important, is the fifth enlightenment factor. And when it arises, there is a lot of tranquility and stillness. The mind is just tranquil, still, silent, without thought. This is the more refined sati. When the mind enters sati, pasati will arise. So you just silent everything and stay there. Don't do anything. Just maintain that silence, that awareness, the mindfulness. Then you will become more and more stable. As it develops until the mind enters sati, then when you come out of it, all the very subtle movement, you can detect them too. Then your mindfulness like transform completely different. Then as you move into your daily life, every action, every movement is like completely synchronized with your mind, your awareness. You are like in sati all the time. Then everything you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile feel, all thing, there is this sati that flow with it. If you can have that, I will sadhu you. Means you have developed the stability of mindfulness. Your daily mindfulness will become very different. Your understanding of the Buddha Dhamma, the essential Dhamma, they will keep on rising. And you will understand them very, very easily and very quickly too. Then after that, you can continue to relax. Then for those who want to continue the mind sweeping method, you just sweep it to your buttock, feel, relax. Then leg, feel, relax. Then reverse the whole thing. From the leg, you feel, relax. Move to your abdomen, feel, relax. Stomach, feel, relax. Then move to your heart, silent everything. Feel, relax. Shoulder, back to hand. Back to shoulder, neck. Feel, relax. Then move it up to facial muscle. Again, feel. Relax everything. Then the eye muscle, feel, relax. Your forehead, feel, relax. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. So you need to stabilize this mindfulness which you have developed, the silent mind. So to stabilize it, you can either anchor it to anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the in and out breath. as recommended by the Buddha. So you maintain attentiveness in front of your nostril, like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing. When the awareness can detect the breath, breathing in, there is mindfulness. Breathing out, there is mindfulness. Means your mind and the breath move as one, in perfect harmony and synchrony. For those who are new, initially, you cannot maintain, because split second, the mind will wander off. Your sati is not stable. Don't worry, just have patience. Every time it wanders off, patiently bring it back without any negativity of thought process. Don't arise any like or dislike or unhappiness over what happened. Just accept the reality. The untrained mind is heedless, it thinks a lot, it has mental hindrance, it will wander off. Every time it wanders off, I will bring it back. If you are patient, you train it this way, not long, maybe 5-10 minutes, anapanasati will stabilize. Then your mind will be very quiet, very peaceful, very calm. And you will also experience piti leading to sukha. Piti is spiritual joy, spiritual calmness, or spiritual rapture. If it's the first time you experience it, you will feel very good. For those who have experienced it before, you continue to relax into it and just maintain that silence. Then this anapanasati, it will transform from normal breathing into long breath, where you feel very calm, very peaceful, with a lot of piti, leading to sukha, a more refined calmness. Then as sukha, which is the blissfulness of mind, develop, you continue to relax into it and just silence everything until finally the breathing will change again. From long breath, it will start to become shorter, shorter, shorter until subtle breathing, like no more breathing. At that time, do not panic, do not do anything, just silent, relax, and feel the peacefulness, the calmness. Then when you continue to relax and silent and just maintain awareness, that mindfulness will become more refined and you can detect the subtle breathing after a while. Then when that happens, you will come to know that there is this internal breathing. You are no more breathing like the normal breath, external movement. Your breathing has gone internal and it's very subtle, very short, like no breathing at all. But because of your refined mindfulness, you can detect even that subtle breathing. That very subtle movement is like magnified and you can be with it. Then that time you feel very calm, very peaceful, and your mind is very quiet, very still. Just maintain this training until paucity arise. The silent mind, the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, meditative mind. When it arises, use it to meditate, silent everything, and you will develop a lot of understanding. Because your consciousness, which is trapped in the physical body, will have the ability to become aware upon contact from any of your sense door. The 5 physical senses, together with the mind door, they will keep on arising and passing away. Then when you silence your mind to develop the clear awareness, to be aware of all this arising and passing away, you will develop a lot of insight and you will start to understand clearly who are you, what are you, and how your mind through wrong view, delusion, is conditioned into karmic negativity, grasping, clinging, holding, that conditions, suffering and misery. Even fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, all this you will come to witness, experience, and see. And you will also start to experience all the essential Dhamma. The essential Dhamma, like the dependent origination, the dwelling, the 5 spiritual faculty, 7 factors of enlightenment. Of course, at times, the mental hindrance too. Then the noble eightfold path. you will start to experience the foundation of mindfulness, kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma, nupassana. Then you can also experience the Four Noble Truths within. There are a lot of other related essential dhamma too. You can come to witness and understand. And this is how you can develop the understanding. Then through this understanding, you straighten your view, develop the right view to overcome and root out all the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, especially your wrong view with regards to the self, atta, self-delusion, or sakkayaditti. All this you will come to understand. Okay, now I will let you meditate. Then I will ring the bell in about 10 minutes. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine or teaching of the king or sage, which gives heaven a release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Munirajasa Sunan
Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Padang Pajami. Damang Pajami. Sanghang Pajami. Okay, you can be seated. Then we can have our session 2 sharing. Tonight, I think we will refer to the video that I sent out. I think that one is a very good topic. That one is something you can really learn from life. And this is Dhamma. That's why Dhamma is everywhere when you understand in the midst of life and existence. This one, even though it's from Disneyland, you like Disneyland cartoon. The cartoon nowadays, they make it so lively. It looks more real than the real one. That's why when I saw the video, the first thing I had in mind was how nice the Kayamita can see this and develop the understanding. And when I sent out, I was quite surprised actually. I received quite a few response, which are rather good. What was it? Oh, Jin Hao was the first. Oh, Sui Han was the first, I think. Then I think Sarah Han one was not bad actually, but she got the last part wrong. He said the baby bird got the direct C. No, there is no direct C. There is, he pay attention because there is condition. Most of you have seen the video. Oh, you haven't seen it. You should see. Oh, you should see. Anyway, later on, for you, I think you can understand. No need to see now. Later on, you see, it will be more meaningful. The video started off very simple. So as I explain, then maybe Eng B will develop the understanding. Then you also can share whatever that you had. Or maybe I just read to you the answers. So all this answer, you look at it, and later through the discussion, you will understand. Okay. My Kayanamitas, yeah. So I sent out this video. I say it's a very beautiful and very meaningful video. Bao Chuan was my Alosta classmate. We had this lunch yesterday. I blanja them lunch because one of the classmates from Perth, he is flying back today, I think. So they requested for lunch meetup. So I think about 7 or 8 of us turned up. So we were having this lunch. Then after that, he sent me this video. I wrote back to him and said, wow, beautiful and very meaningful video, Bojan. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu. That's why I forward to you all. Then I asked you all, what can you learn from this video? So roughly the video is like that. It started off by Disneyland. Then they had this very beautiful scenery of a beachfront with the waves, everything coming in. Then they got these birds. What type of bird is that? Any name or not? Seagull. This small fellow is called seagull. I thought seagull is the big wing. But anyway, they are very beautiful, elegant birds. So what happened was, every time the wave comes in, the bird will just fly or move off. Yeah, very elegant. Then as the wave recedes, they will fly back. Then they will look for food. Yeah, look for food and all that. And they have a lot of fun. They were playing with a lot of joy. Then this video shows a mother bird want to train the newborn baby bird. This baby bird may be just a few days, still very young. But it must have reached an age where it is able to walk around, run around. Of course, need people to feed the baby bird and all things. So the mother want to train this baby bird. So go and call the baby bird. Say, come, have fun, is it? Then the mother bird went off. Then the baby bird was outside the nest, where I think the baby bird was born. So the baby bird, as usual, reluctant to go out, observing. Then saw the mother bird, running around, playing around with the wave, very beautiful. Then he got excited. He decided to join them. But what he didn't know was the frequency of the wave. All the big bird, they know one. When the wave come, they know how to fly off or go backward, run very fast. But this baby bird was caught completely by surprise. All of a sudden, don't know what to do. And the mother bird don't care. Because the mother bird wanted to train this baby bird. So he was actually swam and swallowed by the wave. I think drank a lot of water. Then the next scenery was hiding in the nest there, dare not come out anymore. Then the mother bird go and tease him. No matter how, see the mother bird only run and hide. Then shake his head, no, enough. He said, this is bad enough. Then he tried everything, doesn't work. And later on, the mother bird also didn't want to, put pressure on the baby bird or force the baby bird to do anything. Then he let the baby bird be. Then suddenly this baby bird, when he saw on the shore there, no bird. So he become brave. So he went up. Then what happened? The wave came. But because of the fear, the phobia, or the experience, he straight away, before the wave come, he ran so fast until he bumped into that crab nest, I think. The baby crab nest. Then suddenly when he came out, the baby crab also came out. Then he saw the baby crab walking towards the beach. Then he was observing them attentively. Then he moved forward. Then when he saw the wave coming, I think must be inside his heart. He said, this baby crab is going to suffer the same fate like what he went through early on. Then he saw the wave sweep over them, completely submerge them. But this baby crab very smart. Before the wave come, they dig into the sand, they hide underneath there. Then when the wave subside, he saw the baby crab, not affected at all, not like him, full of fear and all those things. No misery, nothing, very normal. Just come out of the hole, shake the sand off, then continue to do the thing, and then look for food and all those. So he was so amazed. He came near and he was observing very attentively. Then he realized, if the crab can do this, I also can do this, you see. So what happened was, when the wave come, he got no more fear. This time, he quickly dig into the sand, but managed half only. Then the head and the eye part went in, but the body, half of it was exposed. Then the wave came. Because the baby bird still got that phobia, that fear. So what happened was, he just close the eye and let the wave go through. So while the wave went through, you remember the baby crab disturbed his beak? Then he opened one eye. Then he realized he can see all the clear water, beautiful clear water. Then he saw the crab also out already. So he starts to take the beak out. And what happened was, he can breathe. He saw the air bubble come out. Then he saw all the crab also breathing. Got air bubble come out. So if you don't panic, you can survive. Because they are birds. They are like ducks. Actually, they can swim. No problem. It's only that they were not told and they don't have the understanding. But when he witnessed the crab, he gave it a try. Then that time he saw all this wave as it moved in with the clear water. It was so beautiful because the tide was high. Then when it receded, he felt so good. Nothing happened to him, not like last time, or panic like anything. then he just flutter, and there was so much joy, you know. From then onward, she got no more fear already. She knew this is beautiful, this is life. Then he started to run around, you know, mix with everybody. You know. And all the adult butler was so surprised, you know, that all of a sudden he became like that. And he can actually stay there and let the wave go over, yet nothing happened to the baby bird. But all the adult bird, when the wave come, what they do? They flew away or they run away. You know? They never experienced that. So that was the gist of the video. But the Dhamma inside there is very beautiful. Eh? So now we read to you what are the response. Then what are my comments. Then after that we will discuss it. Okay, first one is Suyan. I say, when we can conquer our fear and wrong perception, we can experience the true wonders of nature and beauty, which is very good. Eh? So if you can conquer your fear, yeah, and your wrong perception means you perceive it wrongly. And so, well, first time the baby bird didn't know anything. So what happened? Huh? Fear of the unknown. So there is this panic, and so intense fear. You cannot do anything. So like you suddenly, even in the swimming pool, when you try to learn how to swim, when you go into the pool, suddenly you realize you are at the deep end. What happened? You panic, you struggle, you drink water, and you become miserable. So now, then after that, when people say, hey, come lah, give it a try. No, you go, not for me. See, like this baby bird. Even the mother bird try to entice him and find ways to get him out. There is no way. Then we look at Jin Hao. Oh, Jin Hao said, very good video. Do not live in your past experience. Which is very good. So, where the baby bird, due to their phobia and their fear. And this is a common problem of humanity, do you know that? Fear of the unknown. And this phobia thing that went in because of some very, very bad and nasty experience. This is typical of human reality, human life. When you go through life, you will meet with a lot of situations where you encounter a lot of this fear, phobia. Even when you are young, let's say you got this panic attack. Suddenly the dog, very fierce dog, chase after you. How many have you experienced before? Oh, never. Oh, you're all good karma. I got one case when I was very young. But I was lucky. This dog was very fierce. The kampong no one. Nobody dared to get near that dog. And this dog protect the house. You cross the line, you sure get into big trouble. So what happened was, I used to walk around that road just from my house to the back where there's some playground, bushes and all those things. And when we were young, we do a lot of things. We play a lot of things. Sometimes marbles, fly kite, then go to catch fighting fish and all those things. Then our adventurous, the type of games. You jump around and play all those type of funny games. Then sometimes football and all those things. Oh, they got a round ball where they throw at you. Then you know how to catch. You catch, then you throw back at them and all those things. Then sometimes they play a lot of this crossing the line type of games and all those things. So we used to walk around there. Then one day when I came back, I forgot. No, I detoured and went to that place without realizing the dog was there. So what happened was, as I crossed the line, suddenly that dog came out, very fierce and wanted to attack me. I don't know what happened, even when I was very young. I just stopped everything. Of course, there is fear, there is fear. But I just looked at the dog. I stopped everything and I just looked at the dog. Inside the heart, poop. I said, if he attacked, I was so small size, so I sure cannot beat him. And because I stopped and I looked at that dog, I think he can sense my fear reducing. Then after that, he also cool down. Then I said, okay, I walk out. After I walk out, the dog also went in. I almost got attacked. So that's why I remember this. I face that thing. And I realized when I face that thing, that I don't know how to meditate. I was not at my true mind. But I know how to stay calm. Instead of running. If I run, I sure cannot be turned. I cannot run as fast as that fierce dog. It's so much bigger than me. And a lot of fur on the dog. So that taught me something. Every time confronted with something, I will not panic. I will just face it. Sometimes even like dark places and all those things. You got no choice. You have to understand. You have to face it. So what is happening is this phobia that is behind. If I had run, could not be bitten by the dog, you know what happened? That fear, that phobia, I think very likely will stay with me for very long. Every time I see a dog or heard a barking sound or any movement that is like a dog, this will trigger off. Yeah, this is subconscious fear. You actually accumulate it into your memory. And because of that experience and the phobia, it becomes deep-rooted, understand? That's why even your university day exam, they say exam fever. Unknowingly, even you pass all your paper, no need to refer or whatever. After you graduate, you still dream you haven't finished your exam. A lot of graduates has that type of dream. Why? Because of that exam fear. You know why we fear not? Especially for my case. Because I had a big family. I got 9 brothers and sisters. I'm the second. Then I depended on the state government, Kedah State. I supposed to get a scholarship, but finally I got a loan. Because they give only to one scholarship to the whole of Kedah State, non-Malay, only one. The rest, 9 of them loan. So I got a loan. So what happened was, this loan is just enough for my local university education. Every year is 2,000. So I receive 600, 700, 700. So second and third term, I will have some spare cash because extra 100 per term. So that was good enough for me. But I knew if I fail, the loan may be withdrawn. Scholarship, if I have a scholarship, it will be withdrawn too. Then my father cannot afford because too many of us down there. Then this fear was so real, you know, without you realizing, you know, even though I never refer, I clear all my paper and third year, final year, I did very well. What happened was, this subconscious fear went in because the thought project. What happened if that would? Wow, I tell you, that one is a thought projection. And it went in. That's why when I, during the early years, when I used to have that type of dream, and when I wake up, I say, what the hell is going on? I already graduated working already. How come got still this one? You know, later on, I realize it's not rooted out. Because it's still inside there. And how do you root it out? You have to develop understanding, wisdom. You have to see it for yourself to understand it. Like the duckling. Sorry, not duckling. The baby bird. Because he saw the crab, understand? Whatever the mother bird do, he don't trust her anymore, understand? If you try to discipline your child, say, boy, don't worry, come, mama take you. I tell you, if he kena before, he will never trust you anymore, like the baby bird. But when that day, no more bird there, he will go and explore. Let him explore, understand? They will have to learn from life. That's why don't be too protective of your child. But don't quote me and do the opposite. I say don't be too protective means if you need to protect them when the time requires, situation requires, you have to. But don't be too protective. It's like you pamper them until everything also they're not letting them try. Hey boy, don't do this. You will get into trouble. if you make them so what they call pampered, and you know what happened, they will lose their survival skill. They will have problem with life later on because they don't have survival skill. Like for us, first generation kid, you think our parents got time for us? Nine of you, you know, you cry lah. When I came to university, I remember nobody helped me, nobody showed me the way. I have to find my way there. I don't even know where MU is. That time I know Chi Wei very good. He was my senior. Oh no, a super senior. Also too late. So what can we do? How to go there also don't know. So go and buy bus ticket. People say this bus, you go up, they will send you and drop you somewhere. And the whole of KL, where they drop me also, I don't know. So luckily that time, the Pudu bus station was not there yet. They got no place to drop me. They dropped me at the railway station, KTM railway station, the one in KL. And you know, at night, all the taxi followers, they are waiting for MU student. No meter on. 20 ringgit. That time, 20 ringgit was a lot of money. You know. And they say, go by person. So no choice, pay 20 ringgit. Say, we want to go to MU. Then they'll take you there. At the gate, they will drop you. Then we don't know where our college is, though. But I was very lucky. First college, nearest to the feature gate. I tell you, it's 7th college, I die already. Okay, don't know where to go also. So we went in, the guard say, oh, college pertama, the guard sini saja. Oh, so how are you? So I was safe. I got some classmates who got sent to 5th college. Oh, they had quite a bad time to locate the college. So this was the experience. So what happened was, what I'm trying to share with you is, you have to survive, understand or not? So through survival, we become more strong. We knew we got no choice. Either we make it, or we are going to be pushed aside, and we will get into trouble. So we learn. We ask around, not shy, understand or not? So everything, we just share. Then through the sharing, we learn from each other's experience. A lot got ku keng, you know why ku keng? Robbed by people. A lot. KL last time a lot. Last time they don't rob lady on. Now they snatch lady. We have karmic condition change. Now lady get into trouble. Last time all men kena on. You go down there, they will confront you on. They ask for money from you. Extortion. That one is extortion. No, they talk to us, you know how. I remember two of them came. He said, actually, I was the shorter one. So the other classmate was taller. He was the one that the sister stay in PJ1. So he told me, don't worry. He said, I know the place. I take you to KL. He said, we go by bus. Then after that, you know, from Ulu place, Swan Pakao, they say, all the tall building never see before. No? Wow, point here, point there. Oh, finish already. This extortionist, they know on this one must be outstation. And they come and say, low side, lay. So he talked to my friend. He said, 我有一个朋友,他入了入面. He said, 现在为钱,自出分得来. He said, 帮我手. But his friend somehow so innocent. How much he need? He thought a few ringgit. I knew I'm very low. So I just hinted to him. I think they are asking for money already. Then he looked. Then the two of them, he said, 你要多少? Then he said, we are our Cantonese, so no good. We were Hokkien from other style. Then we have to speak Hokkien. Orang bolui, orang tai che, how sing. Bolui like KL Zhou Misu. Wow, he also know Hokkien. Then he said, okay, he pushes to one corner, the fruit store there. Even the fruit seller also know they are one gang. Nobody dare to say anything. So we kena ransack, the whole pocket, all kena ransack. But this extortion is not bad. Got conscience. Because my friend brought a lot of money. I think 100 over to 200 ringgit. I very smart. I bring 10 ringgit. But the rest is in the back at home. So he took his one. Then he checked mine. He said, you didn't hide anywhere. I said, you can search. You can search. I said, I got no more money. I said, this is what I have. Then he said, okay. Then he someone asked us where we stay. You know? So we tell him SS2. Oh, SS2, ah. Man Kaugala. Give us 5 ringgit. You know? Ask us to take a bus back. You know? See, so considerate. You know? That's why we learn all this from young. And we survive. And we can laugh about it. But this is how we learn. Then when we learn, it has got no phobia went in. I tell you, if we have that fear and the phobia because of karmic, if last time I am an extortionist before, if I put fear in people out there, when I kena this, I will have a lot of fear. But no, nothing, because you didn't do this to people. So even karmic, because I happen to be there with our good friend, as my classmate, he has a lot of fear. After that, he went back, he cried. We got a lot of money to him. This is what he brought along, the whole terms, whatever pocket money. You know. Because it's about that. Because you see, with 600 ringgit, we pay our hostel, one day $5, 70 days, 350. Then our fee is about that time cheap. Per term is about 100 over ringgit. So these two, almost 500 already. I'm left with 100 ringgit. So 100 ringgit, how to carry 100 ringgit? Put 90 in the bag, then go down with him with 10 ringgit. But he took everything that he has. You know. Well, his family can afford also. Then he got more money. Well, his sister also gave him. So this is how you learn. Life is a learning lesson. If you are attentive, you have your good karmic path, you will understand all this and you will learn. And life lesson is most beautiful. Well, when you learn, you become more independent. Then you know how to survive wherever you are. Otherwise, if you pamper your children too much, they lack this survival skill, they will have problem as they grow up. Then the phobia thing that I want to explain is, this fear, whatever child's abuse or whatever scars of memory that you experience when you are young, you let it go in, it will stay there in your subconscious. That's why you will dream about it. A lot of people have nightmares. Even our exam one, it took me quite a while to clear it. I had to reflect, contemplate until very clear. Then I had to face it. Whenever it arises, I determine in the dream, I want to understand how come I still have this arising. Because it's a subconscious, hidden deep inside, not rooted out. And this subconscious release is only temporary to relieve the brain. Otherwise, it go cuckoo. So as it release, you feel better. But then over time, it's still dormant. You haven't rooted it out. So when there is condition, it will arise again. So like this baby bird, what happened was, when he saw this baby crab, then he was there, attentively watching. Then he realized, no need to fear. He saw it with his own eye, understand not? That's why he dared to give it a try. When the wave come, he just quickly dig into the sand, then the head went in, half the body is still exposed. Then what he saw was beautiful. Well, he was so fearful, the baby bird closed the eye, everything, like want to wait for everything to retreat, then only open up the eye and find out. But the baby crab disturbed him, you remember? Then he opened one eye, I remember. Then he saw with this eye, the clear water sweeping through. He feels so good. You know? Then after that, he saw he also can breathe the bubble come out through the beak. Then he saw the baby crab, all the other also breathing, got air bubble come out. Then there is understanding, there is confidence. Then after that, when the tide retreated, then he suddenly opened the eye. Then he fluttered his feathers. He was full of joy because he realized there is no need to fear. Life can be so beautiful. And that one, he witnessed it, you know, through attentive observation. You know. And that is what mindfulness is all about. When you are mindful and aware, when you see clearly, then no more fear. It's gone. But this one is just another skillful means. Because he saw somebody do, he followed. Then he survived. Understand now? And it's good enough. Because after that, he is not scared of all these things. But the real fear can only be rooted out, means fear as a complete entity. I better write it down. Yeah? We are not talking about individual fear. Fear got many types, isn't it? Yeah? If you are to trace all our delusion, ignorance, come from fear, nothing else. Can you see it? Understand it? Don't just agree with what I say. All of fear is the basis of delusion and ignorance. Everything that you experience, all your negativity experience, they are born of fear. Let's name. You fear what? What are the type of fear that you fear? Fear of the unknown is the number one. Most people, or almost every people, fear of the unknown. Then, what else? Fear of failure, very good. Unknown. Fear of failure. What else? Very good. Fear of death. What else? Fear of pending danger.
Fear of poverty.
Wait. Impending. IN or IM? IM. Impending danger. Then fear of what? Fail exam. Failure is including exam. Yes, poverty. Okay, let's stop here. You see, when you have problems in life, the actual real thing that haunt you is actually fear. You can name any problem. You name it. I will tell you where does the fear come from. If you don't have fear of death, you don't have sakkayaditi. Understand? You know, this is self-delusion. Where you think you exist. You think you will die. And this self-delusion is the cause of almost 90% of your fear. You not only fear of death, no. You fear of your body falling sick and having the critical disease. You fear of getting old. Because you have heard a lot about projecting your thought about dementia. Dementia, and also a lot of other very critical disease like stroke, brain dead, then of course cancer and all those things. So all these are the fear behind. So fear is the hidden factor behind all delusion. If you don't have fear, that's why you can overcome fear. I like Suyan one. Was it Suyan that wrote? Oh, no. Oh, Sam. Sam. Sam sent a good morning. If you can overcome fear, you will overcome all your delusion. So this fear, we have to tackle it complete. How to root out complete fear? How to root out complete fear? This is meditation. How to bring an end to fear as an entity? Means no matter what type of fear, it covers all, if you can root it out, you will be free, completely free. Without fear, there is no more delusion. Everything that brings about suffering or misery all come from fear. So we have already named a few. Whatever that you come across, relationship failure, police case or what, is the fear, understand? Fear of being charged. Fear of being put into jail, understand? Lock up and all those things. That fear of losing your loved one. Fear of your business going bust. Fear of all the things that you own and hold on to dearly. You fear you may lose them, like your loved ones. So that fear is a projection of thought. It's not a reality. But because your thought make it so real. And the question is the one that haunt you. And what is that question? What happened if? If. This one is not a reality. So understand this. If the test come out to be positive, means the biopsy and all this thing, then what happened if I fail? Like my case when I was in the uni, because I reflected on it. The consequence is so intense. You understand or not? I may not have a second chance. They may withdraw the scholarship or the loan, and my father cannot afford. And I came all the way, study so hard. And what happened if? And they always tell you, if after you fail, you will be given a chance, refer. Fail again, repeat. If you repeat 2 times, they kick you out. Understand? In fact, our year, there are a few, not that many, I think 2 or 3, who got kicked out. But very rare. But that fear, that intense fear, phobia, is a projection, didn't happen. But because you go and think about it, and through delusion, not understanding the reality, you let it went in. If at that time I had the number, all this would not have gone in. Understand? Whatever will be. As long as I try my best, that's it. If destiny is like that, karma is like that, let it be. Or then, that thing would not have gone in. But then, I cannot turn back the clock, understand? So what am I to do with that deep-rooted fear? That's why later on, I even share with some of you, I think Suyan and Mi Fong, they all may know. You remember in the college day, yeah, Ji Wei, we sing college song. All the dirty songs. And I tell you, those songs are terrible ones, especially engineer song. Oh, our engineer told me before he died, hum-di-di-dum, you sure know. That song. Then we got all the arts faculty one, the economic song. Even Daisy, the song also, distorted until it become crazy. Because that time when we do it, all the 3 conditions of Abhidhamma we fulfill. Somanasa sahagatang, jnana sambhututang, asangkalikang. You know what is that? If you do wholesomeness with these 3 conditions, that wholesomeness will be the highest. Somanasa sahagatang. At all times you are happy. Before you do, you are happy. When you do, you have happiness and joy. After you do, also you have happiness and joy. The college song fulfill all this. Before I do, there was so much joy. When I do, lucky joy. After that, lucky joy. I tell you. Then the second one is jnana. Jnana is with wisdom you do. This one with delusion you do. You fulfill all. That asangkalikang, spontaneous. No need people to tell you or no. This one just come out. Then later on when I graduate, I remember, you hear the song on here. All those things come out. Then I ask myself, how come all this still can come out? Who let them out? It's the conditioning. That's why I find all this out myself. And I root it out. And how do I root it out? true understanding, true wisdom. I stay with it. I want to understand. How come automatic come out? Means it has gone in, like habitual tendency. It's just like the wholesome deed, the highest. This one, also the highest, though, but in a negative way. You know. That's why very difficult to root out. Because that song you sing until, I tell you, no need music also you can sing one. When you are among class, the moment they mention, they will come out with all those things. Then I think, Chiwei, your time don't know God or not. The first college, second college, they got this song. Meet me tonight in the moonlight. Meet me tonight all alone. I got a story to tell you. Then the last phrase is empty climax. A story that has never been told. Your time got ready. Don't have yet. Then after that, they continue. Once a papa, once a mama, under the moonlight. Then say the papa to the mama, will you marry me? And all those things. A lot of funny things. So all this, because I was so involved in the first college, the college day. Well, college life was beautiful. Then at night, they got these people come selling nasi lemak and all those things. About 10 p.m. Like that. And you know what happened? I got one night, waited, didn't come. You already got that habitual tendency to want to eat. So that day, you expect that guy to turn up. He didn't turn up. Then you know what happened? Somebody pulled a fast one on everybody. He go and act like that fellow. Nasi lemak! Nasi lemak! Wow, everybody opened the door. Then saw him. Curse him like the real one did. So these were all the things that went in. And it's very deep. And you can joke about it, laugh about it, but these are defilement that went in, even though we take it as fun, understand? In the name of fun. And this is the positive side of evil, you understand? I didn't really act it out, understand? But it's a joy to evolving in all this college activity, understand? Because those were the days, I tell you, money cannot buy back those experiences. You have to stay in college to have that. You stay in college, isn't it? Which college? Oh, first. Oh, that time only two. By that time, we all eight. Oh, only one. Yeah, that was the first one. You are the first batch. So that time, I tell you. So how I rooted it out was very beautiful. Like this one. When fear arises, the one that I told you, the exam fear one, that one was quite difficult because I had to reflect, contemplate, and develop the understanding and went into my dream to root it out. I need to have awareness to go into my dream. Then when it arises, I realize with the awareness, it can stay with it because when I know how to meditate, I can be with the fear. So all of the external fear, the one that is not in the subconscious, I can root out very easily. The moment it arises, I stay with it. You have to stay with it. The problem with human beings is when there is phobia, when there is fear, what do you all do? Yeah? You panic, isn't it? Then you like out of control. Well, this is a body's, I don't call it immune system, it's the body's survival instinct. They release adrenaline, understand? A type of hormone that will make you like you can act spontaneously. You got a lot of power, understand? That's why it is meant for that, understand? Survival skill to save you during this time of intense fear. That's why you have read in papers, sometimes the mother, out of fear because their child is threatened, like pending accident or what. They can just spontaneously run out and stop that moving car. And they also don't know how they do it. But it happened. It's because of this adrenaline that the body creates. That's why it's for you to protect yourself. It's a survival instinct. But this one can never root out a fear. Every time you see the same thing, you will react. And it will come out. you cannot stop it. To stop it, you must have awareness still. Yeah. But when it involves your loved one, don't go and practice mindfulness. Don't go and stay. You need to act, you act. You just act. Understand? But when you are dealing with all the other type of fear when they arise, like fear of death, disease, or whatever, exam failure or what, as it arises, be with it, silent. If you are not able to stay with it, you cannot root it out. It's just like the baby bird. When you see and witness for yourself how fear arises and how fear ceases, you can never root it out. Because you have to go through it to understand. So when I did that, I realized, like the Buddha said, fear is not intrinsic within the two mind. Fear is a condition arising entity, dependent originating, and it always comes from wrong view. Self-delusion is the strongest. So every time fear arises, you have to stay with it, then let it subside. The third way of meditation, like the Buddha said. Even whatever the trigger, sometimes you recall through memory or whatever, or somebody abuse you or scold you or do anything to you, you get very angry, very agitated. Or something went wrong, like you make some severe mistake. Then you have to deal with that fear. If you don't deal with that fear, like just now Ivan was trying to share with us at the dinner, he said, all this panic attack, anxiety, fear, they know, the doctor know, is due to chemical imbalance. You heard of it, yeah? Chemical imbalance. So they will give you a drug to stabilize the chemical imbalance. So what happened? You become dependent on that medication. It's a nicer way to say you are not dependent on drug, understand? You are dependent on medication, but actually that is drug. And drug, you know the withdrawal symptom, isn't it? When you are without that drug to balance your chemical imbalance, if the panic attack comes, you cannot deal. It will be intensified, understand? Because you have used drug. And drug, you need stronger and stronger dose on. After a while, that same dosage cannot work with you. There is a problem with drug. So never touch. That's why all those who went through depression, who took orders, you ask them after they talk to me, after they understand the teaching, the noble truth, then they can understand what this thing is all about. They can walk out of it without having to take any medication, nothing. And they can sleep very well after that. No more insomnia. Insomnia comes from your phobia, your fear, your problem, your emotion and all those things. And these are the, what they call, in the course of your daily life, you don't have understanding, you don't have wisdom, you create disorder. You know what is disorder, huh? When a society don't have order, what happens? There'll be chaos, riot everywhere. Your brain also same. When there is no order, when you put in so much fear, phobia, all of your scars of memory, anxiety, your whatever mental negativity, envy, jealousy, sorrow, lamentation, hatred, all this, when they go in, it creates tremendous disorder in your brain. That's why it will affect you. And when there is no order, there is chaos, there is chaotic. Then when you sleep, you try to sleep, you cannot sleep. Because this one is trying to find order, it cannot find. So when it cannot find order, what happens? It will erupt, understand? No? It is like our planet Earth. Planet Earth. You know why volcano eruption and all those things? Yeah? Never mind, off it, it's okay. You know why all the volcano, everything has to erupt and sometimes earthquake or what? You see, like a human body, Mother Earth is a planet by itself, no? It also has its collective consciousness. The summation of all the consciousness on this planet is the planet's consciousness. So it's like a living being, no? It's like us trapped in this body, our consciousness. What happens if one part of your foot rot or body part rot? What do you do? You go and do an operation there. You cut it off and remove it there. So how does Mother Earth do operation? Through volcano. Erupt. It has to release. When the consciousness there is very bad, then there will be a lot of disaster there, understand? That's why the Buddhist Neo is karmic. When the karmic consciousness is so negativity, it will trigger all the physical law and create all this disaster. Earthquake movement and all things, and building collapse and whatever. But it is the nature's law, nature's way of healing. Then after a long time, if the consciousness becomes so bad, we will enter the Ice Age. You know what is Ice Age? When the eruption, that time you remember UK? The plane also cannot fly for a few days, you remember? That Iceland one, that ash. Because the cloud was so thick, even the sun ray cannot penetrate. So if a lot of this volcanic activity happened on planet Earth because of consciousness becomes so bad, that's why civilization will fall, collapse. All this eruption will create a thick layer of this type of volcanic ashes and smoke until the whole planet, more than three-quarters, will be covered with dust. Then the sunlight cannot penetrate. And as a science student, we all know, within days, everything will start to freeze. A lot of life form will die. Then it has to go through the Ice Age to clean up the consciousness, understand? The human consciousness has become so bad. That's why our planet has evolved for 10 over billion years now. And you know how many civilizations has come and go because of what happened. That's why if this round, if our consciousness, which has improved tremendously, it cannot break free again, we will end up like previous civilization, Ice Age again. Then it takes about another 5 to 10,000 years before all this melt, then come back to like simple life form again, without the human greed, without the human's consciousness, which is very, very negative. Then slowly it starts to evolve again. Then everything from the pure nature is start all over again until pollution starts. So this is the cycle. That's why they believe. The scientists has proved. They got the, before us is the Sumerian, Sumerian civilization, then the Atlantis civilization. Then there were many civilizations, and all this is between 20 to 50,000 year cycle. Can off it or not? Just off it, because we unsure record on you, don't worry. You look at our civilization, you understand. How long already our civilization? Plus minus 5,000 over years. You know how to arrive or not? History. The first civilization recorded was when? BC. How many BC? About 2005 to 3000 BC. Let's say 3000 BC. The first recorded civilization, Babylon, Euphrates, Tigris, the river there. Then the Indus civilization. Then the Yellow River civilization. All start from river. Then now, 2000 AD. You add to the 3000, it's 5000 plus. 5000 plus, we will reach this level of civilization now. If human consciousness is not improving, if it's continuously going down, we will end up within 6,000-7,000 years, pollute until it's so severe, then the Ice Age will come. The best civilization so far as I can estimate, is about maybe 10 to 20,000 years of beautiful human life. That's why if we can go through and the civilization can shift, which we actually passed through in the year 2012. 2012 was very severe. Actually, the mortgage crisis, we're supposed to be wiped off already, but somehow we survived. Then because of that, now the consciousness has improved, then we will have another few hundred years of beautiful civilization. But whether it continue for how many more thousand years depend on the human race. So if let's say 10,000 years you go into Ice Age another 10,000 years to recover, then it start again the life form. That's why it take about minimum 30,000 for everything to come back to history to write another civilization. And it always starts with the river. Without the river, cannot. Then they also know, last time the Himalayas was an ocean. The ocean were actually land and all those things. They managed to get hold of some very ancient maps and all those things. So all this is what our planet is going through. And our planet is like a living entity, understand? Even though it's a summation of all our consciousness. So this is what you will come to understand. All this fear and phobia is very detrimental to the planet consciousness. We shall never, never pollute planet consciousness. That's why as Kayanamita, we are beautiful. We not only don't introduce negative evil into consciousness, we develop virtue, wholesomeness. We purify, we clean, we clear. We not only clear within our nature. Like just now, I think Alicia said a very good one. Well, I told her about an incident where somebody shared with me his problem. I think Brother Chai's, that Brother Chai's brother, huh? That what? Chi, huh? You know what he told me, huh? He said, Brother Teo, before you explain all this to me, the last Tuesday class on here, his karma was so good, no? After what happened at the retreat, he still came to the class, no? And he come very early, you know? He came at 7:40. So I came down, I had 20 minutes to talk to him, and that was the most beautiful. So what happened was, within the 20 minutes, he immediately came, then he talked to me, he wanted to apologize for what happened at the retreat, because he last minute decided to go down because of something urgent. Then he got lost and got into a lot of trouble. Then later on the next day, he decided to come out, didn't inform anybody. Again, he got lost. Then nobody knows where he is. Anything. So we had to send people down to look for him. So he heard about it. Then he came. He wanted to apologize. Then I said, no need. I said, you don't worry. I said, Reggie, I said, this is very normal. I said, this is part of life reality. Then after that, you know what he told me? You know? He said, Reggie, I got some personal problem, can I talk to you? Because I can see he got a lot of problem, a lot of suffering, a lot of misery, a lot of unhappiness. Then after that, I say, don't worry, all this will clear. Sit down, I say, because you are early, I can talk to you. I say. And within 20 minutes, just talking to him, he felt so much better. No? And he started to smile. No? Then later on, I was told by his brother, and the sister-in-law, Elsie and Rachel, he said, Brother, do you know how long my brother never smiled already? And that day, he saw him full of smile and joy and happiness. No? The person can just turn around like that. You know what I told him or not? I said, you hold the key to your own life destiny. You have full control over your life. To be happy or to be miserable is entirely your choice. Why don't you see this clearly and make the right choice and walk out of it and become a happy person again? I say at the retreat, you already heard the first 2 days. The difference between heedless and heedful living. It's a matter of understanding. Then he keep on telling me he cannot understand. He said, I just don't know what to do, he said. Then he starts to like share with me something. I said, never mind, it's okay. All this is the same, I said. You remember the first noble truth, reality? All these 8 things. Previous Saturday you came, you already heard before, I said. These are all your problems. I said, yes. So I said, do you know why you are caught in this situation, so unhappy? Is because you're karmic. Last time you didn't live your life properly, you created so much suffering and misery to people. And this time you come, you have to pay back. And people make life difficult for you. And all these problems arise because of karmic. So if you don't understand this teaching, you cannot deal. If you can accept this as the karmic respond of fruition or reality, then it's very easy to overcome your problem, isn't it? You have to repent. Then the moment I say repent means you ask for forgiveness. Then you vow not to repeat all this. So to vow not to repeat all this, what must you do? You have to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. And this is very simple, isn't it? Then he starts to understand. He says, yeah, this is very simple. I say, how to avoid all evil? He still cannot get it out. I say, remember the precept? Keep the precept. Then, after the precept, what do you do? Do good. Means the four right effort. First right effort, to abandon the unwholesome thought, the wrong speech, the wrong action, the wrong way you live your life. Then, right effort to prevent all this from arising in the future. Then right effort to cultivate the goodness in you, the virtue in you. Be a nice person. Because the law of karma is you reap what you sow. If you are kind to people, good to people, you will have good mind state. You will have good condition to receive your good karma. Then all this negative karma will not have a condition to arise unless they are very heavy karma. Then he starts to understand. Then I say, you have to talk to your loved one in a more caring way. Understand? More pleasant and polite way. And more understanding. Feel for them. They are like you. Normal human being. With feeling. They are also sensitive. They also have anger and emotion. When you start, you create the condition for them to respond. If you have goodness and kindness, sincerity, understanding, gratitude, and contentment and respect, all this will change them. They will also feel for you, care for you, love you in return, because you are such an understanding person. But if small thing, you react and create all this negativity, then life can be pretty miserable. Then I told him, I said, throughout the day, what are you doing? You have a lot of very, very negative thoughts, a lot of unhappiness, a lot of fear, a lot of insecurity, a lot of sorrow, lamentation, all of the problems that you carry with you. And these are all garbage. That's why Alicia used a very good word. You are carrying with you a lot of these evil roots, which are really very negative type of mental tendency. Or we call it garbage, where nobody really want one. They're supposed to clear and dispose. But you are carrying it and holding on to all this. That's why you become miserable. That's why all this has this karmic effect. And you know what he told me or not? Well, Theo, before you explain, I was really in a maze. I totally cannot see. I tried everything. Nobody can explain this to me, and there's no way I can come out of it. Then after I talked to him, I said, can we start by making it a reality? He said, yeah. Then I said, you start off with your loved one, your wife, your children, your brother, your sister, your friend. Can you from now onward talk to them nicely, with understanding, with pleasantness, with gentleness, with caring and concern, attitude, and all those things. I said, this way of living is so much better than last time, isn't it? Last time you were caught in all this negativity of thought that make you so miserable. And I told him, what are negative thoughts? Thoughts that condition your fear, your phobia, your unhappiness, your selfishness, your sorrow, your lamentation, your deep, what they call, unhappiness means envy, jealousy, hatred, and all those things. All these are wrong thoughts. Your mental negativity, your emotional mind states, all this can make you miserable. And these are all wrong thoughts. They have the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, and mainly fear. Because of fear, you project your thoughts. That's why when you have all this rubbish inside there, you don't have clarity. Your mind is full of wrong thoughts, sankhara. And this is the one that make you miserable. You create the condition for negative karma to keep on coming to haunt you. But these are all very negative mind state. You didn't create the space for peacefulness to arise. I say, if you meditate and develop this understanding, then you do away with all the wrong thought. Then you arise the right effort to cultivate the right thought, which is virtue. Virtue are very simple. Be sincere. Have contentment. Be gentle. Be pleasant. Be helpful. Have respect for people who deserve respect. Then, even when you attend Dhamma class, the 10 marital section, all you do, I say, you pay respect to Triple Gem. The merits is fantastic. Then develop appreciativeness. Learn to appreciate life. Learn to appreciate what nature has given to you, like a physical body and a mind, for you to come to this world, to live life, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. So use it appropriately. Don't use it with delusion. And then I give him the analogy of the knife, where these are tools for you to come to this world to use. So use it. Don't abuse it. So I say, it's just like your mind, which is your thought process. It's a beautiful tool if you know how to use it. You use it to arise noble eightfold path factor of right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. You become beautiful. You become a blessing to all. But if you use it negatively to harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit out on others, and make yourself suffer miserable, and also cause suffering and misery to others, and to pollute the consciousness, that is the wrong way of using that tool, which is your thought. But when I use the word knife, he understand, no. If it's a knife, yeah, you use it for what? Cut fruit, shape things, cut veggie, to help you to do whatever you want with that knife. But if, let's say, you are so deluded as use this knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit out at others, is that the right way to use that tool? He straight away understood, no. Then he started to smile. Yeah, I said, but till before you explain all this, I was in a maze. I can't see. I don't know what all this thing is. Not until you say it. Then after that, he started to have joy. You know? Then that night, you ask them, I purposely don't want to share the Diamond Sutta. I say, we share the essence of the Buddha's teaching, the Four Noble Truths. Are you going to listen to that thing? But the first 20 minutes was not recorded because that time they haven't come in. He was the only one there. But the first 20 minutes was beautiful. Then after that, when he starts to smile and laugh, then the brother came in, Chai and Elsie and the daughter there. Then he was so happy. He said, after his brother left, they stay back and they talk to me. He said, Brother Teo, thank you so much. I said, why? He said, do you know, my brother never laughed for so long. No? Never smiled, not to say laugh. Never smiled. You know, when did he smile the last? He said, he cannot remember. Very long time ago, he said. He has never laughed for very long, or never smiled for very long. And tonight, he saw him smiling, and having all the joy. And all those. That's why when you understand, you can root all this out. You can actually gain back your life. Yeah, I told him, life is very simple. You have a choice. You choose to be happy. Nobody can make you miserable. Unless you yourself, through delusion and heedlessness, continue to live the old way of living, means continue to heedlessly arise the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong. If you are willing to change for the better, your life will turn around. You will become beautiful. Then the other thing that hit him was, I said, learn to love yourself. Oh, that was very beautiful. Love yourself. Love yourself means like you love your child. What will you do if you love your child? You will go all out to protect them, care for them, sacrifice for them, and will not allow anything to harm them. That is what love is all about. Understand? If you love yourself, you should do the same. Why can't you protect this form and mind through love? So that it is not subject to harm, misery. But what are you doing to this form and mind? You use your thought wrongly and make yourself so miserable. Full of sorrow, lamentation, fear, intense negativity and phobia and all those things until you almost like want to give up on life. Well, everything went wrong. He told me earlier on, he said, office also nobody cooperate with him, giving him problem. At home also, problem. Then nobody seems to understand him. Everywhere is problem, just problem. Then I say, you don't perceive it as problem. That's why that night you listen to the talk, you will know. The Buddha explained the first noble truth of suffering. He never say life is suffering. He never say life has full of problem. No. He said these are realities of life and existence. Everybody who live long enough, they have to confront. Like birth, old age, sickness and death. Separation. When you are with people whom you don't like. When you cannot get what you want. And all this delusion thing. The condition you to grasp and cling onto the five aggregate of form and mind. I said, all these are life reality. If you perceive it with wholesomeness, it's not a problem at all. Well, these are reality. Why can't you accept it? Like car accident. Happen means happen already. Why you want to say, if I have not driven out, if my wife has not pressured me, I would not have driven out, I would not have got this accident. All this is not a reality. It's the thought projection. Then through that thought projection, which is not a reality, you get angry with your wife. You blame your wife. Yeah. Because all this if thing is very dangerous. Understand? Then in Cantonese, I think they used to say this. Zhong ji jiao mo hang yi. Correct? Got such saying? Yao zhou ji jiao mo hang yi. Like one of my classmates was another revisor. The wife told him, told him what. Where he used to say, already, no worry, this talk will go out. Then the wife said, in Hokkien, bing zai e ki, go bo be. Means, ming zi tao hui sang, mei you mai. Then the husband replied, what? Bing zai, there is no beggar already. Everything also can know. So the reality is, if you can understand, then you will have the wisdom to actually make a difference to your life. And you can reverse all this and transform all this beautifully. And the consciousness will become so beautiful. I say when you are loving, you have this compassion in you. This kindness and goodness in you, this pleasantness of character in you, the way you talk to people, communicate with people, deal with people, you are very honest, very sincere, very helpful, very tactful, very careful, and you have a lot of respect and gratitude towards people. Then you appreciate what people has done for you, what your wife has sacrificed for you, what your children have actually contributed towards whatever to the family unit. So you develop appreciativeness, then you have joy, you will have happiness, then you will have gratitude towards them. Like that kid at this Mangala Lodge, I did the talk on managing relationship with people. It's beautiful because if you can recall to mind how your parents gave you life, bring you to this world, provide for you since young until now, care for you, sacrifice for you, do everything for you. When you are sick, they care for you. When you are in a situation, they help you out. They help you resolve all these things. Then when you need to go for education or what, even the things that you like to do, they are ever willing to take care of all those things and provide for you. And they are ever willing to sacrifice for you. So out of love and compassion for them, you should have this feeling of piety and you should repay them your kindness. As you grow up and develop your own independence and ability to contribute back to the family unit and to have feeling of piety towards your parents. While they are alive, when you can do something, you should do. Don't wait till after they already no more. Then you say, I should have. That word, if and should have, these are not reality. Reality is now. You can do it. It will make a big difference to their life. They actually are very, very simple people. They just want to see you successful in life, happy in life. Is that too much to expect of you? After what they have done for you, this is nothing. To repay them is very simple. Just come and hold their hand. Sincerely express to them, Dad, Mom, thank you so much for what you have done for me. Since birth until now, you have been beautiful. That is really very touching, isn't it? And can make the parent really feel good. Whatever sacrifice they have done is more than enough. Because this child really have the understanding. The what they call the Dhamma in them. They have gratitude towards their parents. They know how to appreciate what parents has done for them. So these are virtues in you that will prevent you from falling into karmic negativity, which is mainly selfishness. And selfishness comes from fear. You know, when you are selfish, you want things your way. Means you fear you cannot get what you want. So there is always fear behind selfishness, behind your craving, your desire, your whatever covetousness and all those things which are part of the evil roots of greed. Yeah. Even your anger, your emotion, your phobia is the same. So to live life is very simple. Like the Buddha said, if you follow his advice to avoid all evil, do good, we are cultivating the way for path. Then meditating. Can. Yes. Yeah. The mic, yes, for the recording. Yeah. Oh, I didn't finish that part, to root out fear. Did I finish? I said stay with it only. Okay, I will explain further. Thank you. Yeah, very good. You continue your question.
My question is to root out fear.
One
of the methods is meditation, right?
To develop the wisdom. So, means like the little bit, to see it. To insight into it and realize it. Then from there onward, no more doubt.
So
you will be like that little bird, jump with joy. Then life becomes beautiful, wonderful.
So when a person is depressed, could you share? When a person is depressed or having panic attack, how could they
be meditating? I already told you at the retreat, this type of people, you cannot ask them to meditate. You have to do on behalf. Because this is karmic obstruction, very severe. Cannot break. The loved one must do it. But this one, rooting out one, I didn't finish the last part. Thank you so much for your very good question. Get hun, now I know. So, you see, I say stay with the fear, the anger, the unhappiness, the negative emotion or the fear when they arise. Silent everything and stay with it. Then what happens? The very flowering of that emotion is the very ending of that emotion. Means whatever that is condition arising, then you don't feed it with any more negativity or mental energy. Means you don't go and think about it anymore. You don't feed it with any more thought energy. Then it will cease. And when it ceases, you will have this realization. The original state of mind intrinsically is just peace. Peacefulness, calmness, stillness, and silence. And this is such a beautiful mind state. Whereas the condition arising, agitated, very, very hot, and very negative, all these are condition arising mind state. They are not intrinsic to your true mind. Then you will realize through that meditative experience, all along you have been deluded. You don't have to do anything. Your mind, if you don't have the wrong view to react to what you see, what you hear, and what you think, it will not stir. So what you need to do is to straighten that view. Next time when I perceive or see that thing, hear that thing, or the thought recall, even exam fear or what, that phobia, it will not come again. Because these are conditions arising. Mind state, not intrinsic to my true mind. So you keep on staying with your true mind, you will meditate while you sleep. That type of fear, phobia, the dream cannot arise anymore. You understand? So when you realize that fear and all the negative emotion, they are dependent originating, condition arising, born or wrong view. What you have to deal with is to straighten your view. That's why Noble Eightfold Path is about right view. Understand not? When you have right view, then you can deal with the situation. So why did I stir? Why did I react and become angry? Let's say somebody scold me, abuse me, and say very, very terrible thing about me and my family. Then you say, human nature, ma, like in the retreat. Understand not? Human nature to react, ma, get angry. Ma. So what happened? He throwed garbage at you. You return garbage. You both create more garbage. You create more conflict, more argument, more unhappiness. Then you can become violent, understand? Then you want to deal with him. But if you have the understanding, what must you reflect? The Buddha says, see things as they are, not according to your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning. But your memory, your views, and your opinion is, this guy, how can he do that? The thought will tell you, understand not? He is terrible. He is simply saying things, understand? I must teach him a lesson. This is what the thought will say. But the true mind never have all this. It just see things as they are. Like the Buddha say, jnana dasana, knowledge and vision of the reality. Reality means you see things as they are. So when you see without the words, then there is no perception of his negativity from memory, you understand not? Then you act according to what? Understanding, wisdom. And the understanding will tell you he is just the way he is. Like the Buddha say, angry people say angry things. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Then with this understanding, I can accept him. And I'm at peace with him. I won't get angry. Then you say, it's okay, it's okay. If I cause you any misunderstanding or what, I really would like to ask for forgiveness or apologize. I hope you can accept my apology. It's the same.
But yeah. Then, if this person is bullying and causing fear to the child, we also teach the child self-assertiveness, to stand up for their rights. So is it
cannot. Let it lead to more violence and more fight.
But then the child who is getting bullied every day.
I teach you. You call the boy, come. You say, boy, you know why or not? Last time, in previous life, you also like this guy, bully. And so now you become victim, you cannot back. Fair or not? So what must you do? Ask for forgiveness. Then next time you meet him, avoid him and come to the teacher. Understand not? Then they will tell you, no. They want me, no. Come to teacher, I whack you more. No. So you tell him, you got two choices. Become timid, submit to him, and let him whack. Didn't off. The thing is that. Didn't off. He off no distortion on. No. Ayo. If you submit means what? You are not facing the situation. You are not solving it. Like I face the dog. What do? I small size what? The dog bigger than me. If I dare to look at him, which happened to me before when I, that's why I was feeling strange. How come that gangster area, the gangster never come after me? Maybe it's because of good karma. But there was one incident I remember. Somebody tried to disturb me. I just looked at him. I didn't say any word. And they got this fear inside them. I don't know why. Because I was dead serious. And my grandmother also told me the same thing. He said, when I am serious, when I look at somebody, because she kena before, because she very lost soul, keep on telling me. Then I, because out of respect, I cannot say any negative thing. I just look at my grandmother. She got scared. Then after that, she tell my mother, hey, you deal with your son. Then when I grew up, I realized I had this ability, like I face the dog. I can just look at you. I got no fear of how big size you are or how powerful you are. If I confront that situation, I just face it. Then because the way I face it, somehow it sends a type of message through. And they will know that this person is different. Yeah. And they never touch me. Yeah. So it depends on the karmic, understand that. If your karmic is last time you bully people and do all this, you're supposed to reap what you sow. You will end up as a victim. So if you don't ask for forgiveness and vow not to do all this, in future, you will have it again. Understand? And this karma, there's another thing that you have to understand. Wait. This karma, as long as you don't wake up to it, it will continue to haunt you. It won't end on. Keep on coming on. But the moment you understand, it will reverse. That's why wisdom can reverse. Without wisdom, you will continue to be tormented. It's unending one, I tell you. 10:30, my wife keep the time. Very good. Sadhu. So we end. Sadhu. Next Thursday, you go one more class. After that, we break. Because I will be going for a trip. Yeah. I'm going for a short trip to China with some very old friends, much older than me, at least 12 or more years older than me and my wife. Okay, we let us share merits and transfer merits. Then we end. Recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed. Then we will share all these merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana ittavata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya Idang meya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang meya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang meya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Ibmina punyang kamena. Mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu. Yawa nivana patiya sadhu. Wait, one more minute. Last one, I forgot. I didn't end. After you know how to deal with the fear by facing it, then realize that it's dependent originating, condition arising. But the other more powerful one that will root out everything once and for all is meditation. You continue to silence your mind and develop the daily mindfulness until one day you insight into the characteristics of nature, impermanent, suffering state, and non-self, or anicchang, dukkang, and the moment you awaken to this universal characteristic, you got no more self-delusion. Then all this fear, everything will collapse. Why? You will understand there is no one to be fearful. No need to deal with it. There is no one inside there. He know you. He know me. Who fear? What fear? Nobody inside there. That's why the whole thing collapses. Then all this created by the mind, consciousness, the five aggregates, they will all cease to be rooted out. Then this aggregate will become pure aggregate. No more delusion means no more grasping, no more clinging. The Upadana Khandas has become normal Khandas, free aggregates, pure aggregate, no more grasping. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Pay respect then. We end.
joy and gratitude to Brother Teo for sharing this beautiful Buddha Dharma with us tonight by saying Sadhu Chitan.
Sadhu
to Brother Freddy and Sister Alicia for fetching Brother Teo and Sister Teo to enable this Dharma sharing to be fulfilled and rejoined by all of us.
Sadhu, seldom the offering overflow, not enough, stack up three layers or so, not enough.
Thank you.